Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales.
Where could I get a sweater like that? Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
Yep.
I wonder what question we're going to get in the mail today.
I don't know.
I'll get it. It wasn't the mail guy. It was the guy who mows your lawn.
Oh.
I told him to come back later because we're taping our TV show.
Okay.
Your grass is a little long, but I figured it could wait another day or two.
You're probably right.
That must be him.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Well, where is it?
Oh, it's right here. I'll just stick it through the mail slot.
No, that's okay. Just hand it to me.
No, I got it.
Okay, thanks.
All in the line of duty.
What's it say?
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, I have two donuts. The kid next door wants one. My mom says I should share, but if I do, I'll lose a donut. Why should I share? Escondido, California.
Good question, Danny. You see...
Coming through! Make way! Sharing emergency!
What?
We can handle...
I got here as fast as I could. I got just what you need, Danny. Here, take a look at this.
Donuts and you.
Dad, did you have to share your donuts when you were a kid like me?
Pesky mosquitoes? What was that you said?
He asked about your donuts, Dad. When you were a kid, did you have to share them like we do?
I'm not quite following you. Let's ask your mother.
We didn't have to share our donuts. We wanted to share our donuts because of Johnny Donut Seed.
That's right, Jane. Johnny Donut Seed crisscrossed America with a pot on his head and a bag of donut seeds at his side. Why, we wouldn't have anything if it weren't for Johnny Donut Seed. Today, our farmers raise millions of acres of donuts, collecting countless bushels of precious donut seeds. We've learned how to melt down excess donuts to build jet planes. Why, even the Eiffel Tower was built out of surplus American donuts.
Boy, if sharing donuts is good enough for Johnny Donut Seed, it's good enough for me. Me too.
Remember, kids, for a stronger America tomorrow, share your donuts today.
That made no sense at all.
It's avant-garde.
It's ridiculous.
Fellas, may I try? Danny, check this one out. Roll film. The Englishman who went up a hill and came down with all the bananas.
Englishman who went up a hill and came down with all the bananas, leaving, of course, the inhabitants of the hill with no bananas and therefore bestowing the term selfish upon myself.
You're so selfish!
I know, but I've got all the bananas.
Red, aren't you going to eat them?
Why, of course not. You can't eat bananas without strawberries.
Hello, I'm the Swede who went up a hill and came down with all the strawberries, leaving, of course, the inhabitants of the hill with no strawberries, and therefore bestowing the term selfish upon myself.
We're not Swedish.
I know, but I've got all the strawberries. Oh, no. You can't eat strawberries without bananas.
Pardon me, good Swede. Could you spare a strawberry?
No? Excuse me, Mr. Englishman. Could I trouble you for a banana?
No.
You're so selfish! You guys are not so bright!
The end.
Not bad!
Thank you very much.
I still think we can do better. Danny, I think this story will answer your question.
Once upon a time, there was a little village by the sea where there dwelt a band of Vikings.
Good morning, Mabel. How are you, dear?
Oh, just fine and dandy. Is Harold round here?
I haven't seen him. But that's no surprise.
Olaf's gone too?
Mm-hmm.
They're out with the guys.
We should have listened to our mothers and married more judiciously.
But we pick men with metal hats
who sail across the sea.
You live and learn.
We married Vikings.
Why, you know, the terrors of the sea.
They're Vikings.
Wherever they go, pillaging happily.
They're Vikings.
Let there be no ambiguities,
cause this is my life as a Viking. We have to admit it is rife with strife, but that's the lot we got when married we.
The terrors of the sea.
Oh, look what the cat drug in.
Wonder what they brought back this time.
Hey, there's your wife, Olaf.
Yep, and there's your wife, Harold.
Oh, boy, do they love us or what?
Well, what's not to love? I mean, after all, we're Vikings. What do you know, the terrors of the sea. We're Vikings,
wherever we go, pillaging happily.
We're Vikings,
let there be no ambiguity.
Vikings, cause who doesn't like a pile of loot?
Some gold and jewels and a shiny suit.
And a giant screen TV to boot.
A Viking life for me, yo-ho.
So that was the life of a Viking, pillaging and plundering. Those are fancy words for, well, for taking other people's things. They were stealing. Their boats were so fast that no one could catch them, so they could get away with it. But not all the Vikings were involved in this unfortunate practice. No, there was one in particular. His name was Lyle.
Good morning, Lyle.
Good morning.
You missed another raid, Lyle.
I know. I was making stuff.
Lyle never went on the raids. Instead, he'd stay home and make crafts. Pot holders, to be exact.
What you got in the bag, Lyle?
Pot holders. You want one?
Oh, you gave me one last week, but thank you.
Here's your share of the loot, Lyle. Don't worry, it's the least we could give you.
Thanks.
Now, Lyle was definitely an unusual Viking. Whenever the other Vikings returned from a raid, he would take his small bag of loot, plus a bunch of potholders, and head out to sea on his own expedition.
Hi, Sven. Hi, Otar.
As you can imagine, this puzzled the other Vikings quite a bit.
What's up with Lyle? What's up with Lyle? I'm telling you, that boy doesn't fit the Viking style. Since 793, our strategy's been clear. Go get stuff from over there and bring it over here. You know that little guy? He's got me feeling all contempty. He takes his boat out loaded up and brings it back in empty. What is up with Lyle?
Yes, no one could figure out what Lyle was up to. So two of the other Vikings, two fellows named Sven and Otar, decided to follow him and find out.
You guys go ahead. We'll catch up.
Sven, you don't have to sing.
But it's a musical!
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to sing every line in a musical. Talking is okay, too.
Oh, okay.
So very stealthily, they followed Lyle across the sea.
No, you're too close. He's gonna see us.
No, Sven, I'm not
close enough.
Would you just let me?
We're gonna lose him.
I'm just trying to
drive. Closer. No, too close.
Would you just? And much to their surprise, he led them right back to the monastery they had raided the night before.
What?
Huh? What is he doing?
Can I see? But Sven,
no, hold on. Just a minute.
Would you just?
No, let go.
Give me the fat answer.
Those are Olaf's.
Dear monks, what can I say? My friends have taken your things away. Dear monks, what can I do? I've come to bring some back to you. I cannot make it all come back, for they are bigger and older. But I'll share what I have in my little sack and a few of my own pot holders.
Hey, it's the thought that counts.
Dear little Viking boy.
You can call me Lyle.
Oh, okay.
Dear Lyle, we like your style. For we were all despairing. But you rode your boat for many a mile to practice an act of sharing. Boys?
Thank you, Viking friend. No longer are we blue. Rest assured that we intend to someday soon help you.
Sven and Otar were very confused.
I'm confused.
They returned home and waited to confront Lyle.
Not so fast. Don't take another hop. We know where you've been, and we think it's gotta stop.
Huh? We Vikings rule the seas. We pillage and attack. We never say please, and we never give stuff back.
Not to mention the potholders.
You both care about your share of gold so rare and big TVs. But when I share, I get my share of friends. Use a golden goose is no excuse for being mean. When I share, I get my share of friends. Yeah.
Well, Sven and Otar had never thought about it that way. Could sharing actually give them more of what would make them really happy? Even they had noticed that watching that big screen TV wasn't all that fun by yourself. They needed to give that a little more thought. In the meantime, though, they knew Lyle would be in big trouble if Olaf learned what he was doing.
If Olaf finds out, you'll be in big trouble.
You can just talk.
Oh, right. If Olaf finds out, you know.
Well, Olaf's not gonna find out. This will be our little secret.
Thanks, guys.
So they resolved not to let Olaf find out. Unfortunately, this was easier said than done. Just a few days later, as the Vikings were headed out to raid the monastery once again, it was the only monastery in the area, Otar spotted something.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It's Lyle. He's at the monastery. If Olaf sees him, he's in big trouble.
What do we do?
We've got to distract Olaf. Look, Olaf, there's a fish with a pretty yellow circle at the bottom of the backside of his fin. Look, Olaf, there's another and another and another. And a little one has got a funny grin. Look, Olaf, way down underneath the water. It's the biggest fish I think I've ever seen. Look, Olaf, he's got purple spots and orange and yellow markings and a dorsal fin that's iridescent green.
What?
Otar, I don't see any of that.
Sven, we've got to distract him. Help me out.
Oh. Look, Olaf, there's a turtle and he's wearing pink pajamas and he's got a cowboy hat upon his lid. Look, Olaf, very close and see he's riding on a llama and he's chasing down the herd of giant squid. Look, Olaf, 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 Olaf,
Olaf, Olaf, Olaf, Olaf,
there's a whale dancing with a bear.
Look, Olaf, it's a mermaid.
It's an ostrich.
It's a bunny. Look, Olaf, please look anywhere but...
I don't see anything. What?
But there.
Hey, isn't that Lyle?
Mm-hmm. And he left something with those monks.
What is it?
It's... potholders and the little bag of loot we gave him.
Hey, that goes against the code of the Viking.
You can say that again.
Why, that little Viking is in big trouble. What do you think you're doing? Giving them stuff back.
Yeah?
Well, now there's a storm a-brewing, and you're the one that's under attack.
This storm is blowing up pretty quick. Maybe you should head back.
First, I need to make an example out of this ex-Viking.
You know, I think Harold is right. We gotta get out of here.
Almost done. You'll see that nothing good comes from giving things back.
Yes, if we had shared, there'd be somebody to save us, too.
Thanks, guys.
We knew we could help you someday.
But what about my friends?
All right, come on, boys. Let's save the Vikings. Can we put away the good silverware first? Oh, all right. So not only did the monks save Lyle, they saved the Vikings from the storm. And just because Lyle had made friends with them by sharing.
Thank you, our new friends.
our share of gold so rare and big TVs. But when we share, we get our share of friends.
So what's the use? A golden goose is no excuse for being mean. When we share, we get a share of friends.
Yay! Oh,
clap if I could.
Does that mean we can't be Vikings anymore?
Not necessarily, but I do think you need to change your song.
What do you know? The sharers of the sea. We're Vikings.
Wherever we go, sharing happily.
We're Vikings.
Let there be no animosity.
Because our pillaging ways we will amend by sharing and caring and making friends. And finally our singing is at its end. The sharers of the sea. We're Vikings. The sharers of the sea.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Sven, you can stop singing now.
Oh, right.
Impressive costumes!
Thanks. You see, Danny, if you do what your mom says, you'll lose a donut, but you'll gain a friend. And friends last a lot longer than donuts.
So true, Bob. So true.
Hey, kids. Thanks for coming to my house today.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye!
Bet you didn't know the Eiffel Tower was made out of donuts.
That's ridiculous. It's made out of steel.
That's what the French want you to think.
But have you ever licked it? The Eiffel Tower?
Yeah. Have you licked it?
Of course not.
Then you wouldn't know.
Know what?
That it tastes like a glazed donut.
You're making that up.
Am I?